Ellen Summerfield, Spawning. Only because our visitors wanted to see salmon spawning, we drove the 3 hours to Oxbow State Park, not knowing what to expect, and trailed behind a volunteer guide to a spot on the Sandy River where we waited and watched. Before long, she was there, a lone Chinook, swimming slowly, returning home from the Pacific. "My God, a submarine," someone whispered. She was barely moving, oceans of miles behind her. Can she detect our presence? Does she need privacy? But my concern was forgotten when she came to life and began to spawn, turning first on her side, then beating her body repeatedly against the river bottom, berserk, battering her only possession, slapping again and again, using her tail as a shovel to scoop out gravel below into the shape of a nest. Back at the parking lot, we learned from our guide that she'll finish the nest, or red, then expend her remaining strength to lay her eggs and, once they're fertilized by the male, to push bits of rock over them, as was all once done for her in this very place, before drifting downstream to die. We humans dream of such things, of setting out on a long journey and returning at the end to our origins, of knowing our role and fulfilling our destiny, of perfecting the circle by leaping the rapids, flapping our fins, and slamming our bodies against the bottom of a river to protect the future beneath a bed of rocks.